good blend of all of these things makes up the best crew. Over. Well, the primary one for us is living without gravity, and it makes our bones get very weak. So we do a lot to try to maintain our bone density, our bone strength. And also, there's some vision changes that we see because of fluid shift in our body. So right now, we're still learning, but there's quite a bit that can go wrong up here. Over. That's a great one. My most favorite thing, without a doubt, is looking down at our Earth. It's a beautiful view from up here. Absolutely amazing to see the horizon of Earth. It's so blue and pretty up against the blackness of space and millions of stars out there at night. My least favorite thing is just being away from my family. I miss my kids. Over. Well, our training is pretty complicated. We train for all the systems up here on the space station, and that takes about 2.5 years. We also have to train for spacewalks, robotic missions. I launched with Russians, so I had to learn Russian language. That took a long, long time. So in general, it's about a 5-year commitment before we can fly. Over. That's great. We've got a very ambitious plan, I think, going forward, and the goal is to send humans to Mars, and while we're doing that, we're going to continue to use robotic missions to explore our solar system. I would love to see us get out to the moons of Saturn and Jupiter and see what's really going on out there. I think we might be able to find some form of life. And then we're going to launch an amazing telescope here in the next few years. It's going to look deeper into space than we've ever looked before, and I think the results from that will be amazing. Over. Hey, Everclear, the plan B, I guess, is we would get in our little spaceship and come home if things got really bad. But we're trained for all sorts of emergencies, so if something goes wrong up here, we're going to try to fix it first. Over. Hey, Sloan, well, we have Germans, Americans, and Russians up here right now, and we speak a mixture of English and Russian. So, я не хочу говорить по-русски сейчас, I'll just keep speaking in English because it's a lot easier. But we can flip back and forth between the languages, and it's actually quite a bit of fun. Over. Well, the big one is without gravity, our bones get weak. So that's one of the biggest ones. And then, since we're living off the surface of the Earth, radiation from our sun and from space can actually damage some of your DNA. But we'll see how that goes. Right now, we have a lot of nice shielding on the space station, and it keeps us safe inside. Over. Hey, Nathan, that's a great question. And actually, if you're dealing with little tiny parts and pieces, it's so much harder in zero gravity. But if you're dealing with something huge, like I could move an entire refrigerator just with my fingers because it's weightless. So huge things are very, very easy to manipulate up here. But tiny things, they just float all over the place and get lost so easy. Over. I think training is the big one. So, of course, we're always scared that something could go wrong, but we've got lots of training, and I think we're confident we can fix almost any problem. So, you got to have faith in your system and your machine, and right now we've got an amazing spaceship here on the International Space Station. Over. Hey, Ethan, that's a fun question. So, we have had bugs up in space. Right now, we don't have any. We're going to get fish here really soon. But there have been bugs up here in the past. I know there's been spiders, fruit flies, all kinds of things. In fact, the Russians have some snails down in their segment right now. So yeah, we've got all kinds of things up here. Over. So Cameron, great question. Up here we have an atmosphere, but we don't have gravity. So they could flap their wings and fly because we have air just like on Earth. I think they would fly pretty funny for a little while, though. I don't think they would know really what's going on. And the same thing kind of happened to me when I got up here. I expected gravity to pull me down, but it didn't. So you always are floating up, it seems like, and you got to pull yourself back down. Over. great to talk to you all at Winfrey Bryant. These are the highlights of my mission, getting to talk to all the students. I really love it. And it's a great view up here. We're just coming up over the east coast of the United States, right in the middle of the day, and it's beautiful down there. So take a look outside, smell the fresh air for me, and walk around in the grass, because I miss that stuff. Over.